The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What is going on, people? Welcome to Throw Down Your Questions, episode 318. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
What's up, people? How's it going?
Carlos Romero.
Make sure to flap the arms or you'll lose.
Adam Vail.
With an A.
Brett Murdoch.
What's up, people?
Hey, and Brian Majoma.
Just go play Doom. It's just a great game.
Oh, yeah, Doom Eternal? Hell yeah, man.
Oh, Doom.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's like Doom 2016. Game?
Oh, 2016. That's a great game, too. Go play
That's
that.
That's a fun game. That's
I still got to play the DLC of the new one. Like, I forgot what the fuck it's called, but I need to play that. By the way, apologies, people. No Chris action tonight. My man was tired, you know?
Yeah, he's ready for the Odin sleep.
Yeah, that's it. Adam, you know about that life, man.
Yeah,
new father.
Man, yeah,
that, he has that new father smell, you know?
He got the new father smell, and then now I'm at the point where both my kids are constantly fighting. So if he decides to have another kid, get ready for that. But no, that new father thing, it's hard, man. The kids don't want to sleep, then they're crying, and, you know, the mom is tired because she's doing all the feeding, all the other stuff. It's a lot of work. You know, the first 2 years, a lot of work.
Yeah, so that's why sometimes Chris may not be on, bruh. You know? That's just how it is. Hold on. That guy still got to do some Chiron stuff here. Hope everybody had a great week. I hope you stayed off Twitter because Twitter was fucking crazy this weekend, boy.
Oh, really? I mean, oh well, yeah. But
we'll get into it. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, I've been sort of working it, so I don't know. I know what happened, but I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
Well, I had to become
fucking Neo, you know, dodging bullets. I had the ponies, look at the, despite the hat, they were coming after me this weekend, man. They didn't like what I had to say, you know, but we will get into that. Actually, man, don't you have an announcement to make?
Do I have an announcement to make?
Yeah. Give the guy a shout out, man.
Let me just go to our Twitter. Set this up. The previous episode before last, we had a little impromptu contest. We put up a little cyberpunk image and I hit a bunch of stuff in there. Somebody actually won it, and we're going to be giving them a wonderful little, you know, $20 gift card for their console of choice. And the winner is Mr. Fergus Mills.
Fergus Mills.
If you are listening to this episode of Throw Down Your Questions, please send us a private message on Twitter and we'll get you your $20 gift card.
Yeah, Fergus Mills, big fan of the show. He is Carlos's savior. He is actually the guy who got Carlos's PlayStation 5. You know,
looked it up, man.
Yeah, Fergus Mills. I used to write with him. I mean, we're still friends, obviously, but we used to write together at the Coalition. We played Destiny, the first Destiny, to get together a couple of times. Good guy, man. He's Carlos's Korean brother-in-law or something. I don't know. You know, those guys always talk about
something
funny
like that.
it's fun. It's funny because you actually have to work to get that code. I actually hit two codes, but I just, you know, it's fine. The first code on the top left corner.
Yeah. Tell them how you did it, man. What's in
so, the, so I, so as you know, CD Projekt Red likes to hide codes inside of their stuff. If you ever look at any of their media, like when they first revealed Cyberpunk, in the code on the screen, if you translated it, it gave you a free copy of The Witcher 3. That was that first one. So in a lot of their little fun coding, they like to hide things. So they like to put codes all over the place. Sometimes they might mean something, sometimes they won't mean anything. So keeping with that sort of theme, in our Throwdown, our normal Throwdown episode, we did was the head of CD Projekt, the co-founder of CD Projekt Red, Marcin Iwaski. Oh, I can't say his name.
Fucking Polish names. Don't even worry about that.
Marcin Iwaski. So anyway, next to his name, there's a little code in the original one. I don't know what it meant, but I said, you know what? Let's have a little fun. Put some codes on our thing to kind of keep with that same sort of silly theme of CD Projekt Red hiding things. So next to his name on the featured image, it actually says, please trust me in hex code. And on the top of it, it says in number code, it just says, and it says, next to his name, it says, please trust me. And then above that, it says on the top left of the featured image, it says, please trust us.
Oh, man.
Because, you know, it just seems like they're getting sort of desperate now. Like, oh, please do. You know, it's like at this point, just get down and do the job. Good.
Yo, by the way, right, because they released the first fucking, damn, hold on a second, Manny, I'm seeing the fruits of our labor now. All right, you guys listening at home aren't seeing this, but I just got some new lighting setups and stuff. That is looking good as fuck right now, you know, your boy. There's going to be some more stuff coming. But anyway, so they released the first big January patch for Cyberpunk, right? And I posted this on Twitter. The first thing I see is a big truck stuck inside of my Lamborghini. I'm like, bruh, really? It's supposed to be a big fucking patch that's supposed to fix all these bugs, but first thing I see is a huge ass fucking bug. And the game ran exactly the same. Like, I know there's changes, obviously, but I didn't see any changes, but I just find that funny. Like, big patch, first thing I see is this fucking truck it got its cells got morphed into, you know what I'm saying, or fused with my car. I'm like, bruh.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking crazy.
Wait, which one? Which game? Because there was a few.
Cyberpunk.
Oh, it's Cyberpunk. Oh, right.
Yeah. Now, what the fuck are you talking about?
Because it was a GTA one and it came out with a big update and this whole thing.
Yeah, no, this is because remember, CD Projekt Red promised two big patches. And I was, it's funny, literally that day, I was like, when is this patch coming? January ends next week. And then it came, you know? But I've heard some people say they have seen improvements. So that's good. You know what happened, Adam?
Heard that there was also a game breaking bug.
Yes, I heard about it.
Yeah, so
there's quite a few game breaking bugs in game.
So yeah, they got to patch the patch now. You know.
Yeah, I still want to play it, but I'm not until it's fixed. You know, till the final version, like a No Man's Sky type thing. You know, I'll wait the year. You know, until they get it up and running. There's no reason to get it now. Deal with all the headaches of it ship breaking, save files not saving correctly. That's a headache.
Yeah, I don't want to care about shit. Yeah, what's going on, people in the chat? You know, who's in
yo?
We got Finfish. Ooh, that's a new name. I'm not familiar with that. Welcome, hello. We got Razor V2. What's going on, brother? Do the third in the house.
Yo.
Logic wins. We got and Heaven Smile, man. What's up? He goes, lots to talk about. Ironic about that, actually. Heaven Smile. A lot of things happened this week, but we didn't get a lot of questions. If you guys want to ask us anything extra, please do, because this show may be over in an hour.
There's not a lot happening right off at the beginning of the year.
This week, no, my point is this weekend alone, a lot of shit happened and we didn't get any.
Yeah.
None of you guys asked us the big question. So I'm ashamed.
Well, one guy did.
Only one person did. And there's a caveat about that. But it's like, bro, really? Like, we had to get one of us to ask this question. Fucking amazing, you know? Anyway, let's get into it, man. So, first question of the night, our lead question even, from Mr. Eurocar9, a big friend of the show.
Huge fan.
He's been a fan. Not only is he's such a fan, he's a part of the show, you know? That he keeps it really real, you know?
So, well, it's funny because that rolls back to the humble beginnings of Mr. Romero.
That's right. Yeah, man.
Yo, man.
Hold on. What was it, Carlos? The first thing we did was The Walking Dead, right? Podcast?
Either Game of Thrones or Walking Dead.
Yeah. No, it's probably Game of Thrones. You're right. It's Game of Thrones.
He's still on The Walking Dead podcast.
Yeah, that is right, man.
Yep.
Anyway, let's get into it, people. First question of the night. The question of the night. What are your thoughts on the Xbox Live Gold price debacle? All right, for you guys who somehow do not know, I'll break it down. So Friday morning-ish, Xbox announced that it would be raising the price of Xbox Live Gold to $120 a year. Naturally, everybody got fucking pissed off. You know, everybody was mad. And then that night, I am not exaggerating, it was like 11:52 p.m. Eastern, they took it back. They're like, nope, we're not going to raise the price anymore. We're going to keep it the same. And on top of that, the free-to-play games will actually be free-to-play now. So, because before you needed to at least have Live to play things like Fortnite. Not anymore. So they did a complete workaround. But obviously, some people were not even happy about that. They were even happy about that. But Carlos, why don't you start us off, man? What would you think of this craziness? So, like, I've never seen anything like that before, where somebody makes a decision at, literally at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and then at midnight they take it back. You know,
it's freaking crazy, man. I mean, when I first saw the news, I was like, wow, this is a really weird attempt to get people to get to Game Pass,
right? You know? Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
And that's what everyone was thinking. And then everyone was criticizing. Even I saw Kit's Move. I told this guy in the chat, look at what he's tweeting. He said, fuck Xbox. Yo man, to get an Xbox to say fuck Xbox Live, it takes some fucking up to do. And that's exactly what they did, man. They fucked up. They're like, yo, I think $60 a year.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Double.
I think $60 a year is barely comparable for what you get for the service. I don't think it's even worth that much considering what you can do on PC.
My PC?
But on my PC? But doubling the price, man, that shit's ridiculous. That's ass a 9, ass a 10, ass a 20, man. That's fucking stupid. Like, yo, man, how are you going to double the price and not get a significant feature? You can't even get a Game Pass with that.
Yeah.
But it's like they reverted after a few hours. And, you know, their apology is pretty well done. I must admit, the only thing that baffles me is whose decision was it? You know, there has been talks about whether this is this the Microsoft team? Is this the Xbox team? Is this, you know, Phil Spencer? Who's the person or who is the group of people that decided that it was a good idea to double the price out of nowhere? Without Nobody. Anything added.
Yeah. I said this on the latest Tony's Take, and I'll reiterate it here for you guys who didn't see, even though that's actually literally our biggest video of the year right now, the last Tony's Take I did. So this is what I think happened, because for the past year, and I'm even including 2019, the December 2019, right? Xbox has been on a roll when it comes to customers, right? They've been very open about things. They've been very forthcoming. They've been giving you information about the Xbox Series X pretty much every month. They've been very, very open about things. They were very, you know, for the lack of a better term, very consumer friendly, right? Mm-hmm. Even going so far as to release, you know, like a really cheap alternative next gen console, right? Everything's been going great. So then this comes out. It's like, it just seems so in contrast with everything they've been doing. So the first inclination I have, and I'm sticking with this, is that this was not a decision made by the Xbox team. I think it was a decision made for Microsoft, you know, but the higher ups were like, because remember, yes, Phil Spencer is in charge of the Xbox division, but he answers to the main dude. So, I don't know the guy's name, the Indian dude. He answers to him. So what I think happened is Sandhya, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's another person.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. So yeah. I think somebody up top made the decision, raise the price of Xbox Live. We need to get more Game Pass subscribers. Because I do believe the reason they jacked up the price was to drive people over to Game Pass, right? I think, again, this is just your boy speculating right now. But I know how these things work, you know. So I'm pretty confident saying this. Pretty sure the Xbox guys were not happy. Pretty sure there was some fighting going on, but obviously their hands were tied. But then because of the backlash, all the crazy shit that was going on, they had to reverse it. And I'm pretty sure the Microsoft guys used the backlash as a weapon. Like, see, we fucking told you. We fucking told you this was going to happen. So that's why they reversed it real quick, because you don't really see companies don't pivot like this. They don't do that. Mm-hmm. They make a decision, and then that's that. So I think the reason we saw that pivot so fast was because there was some internal fighting to begin with, you know, and they used that to their advantage. And at the end of the day, we won, obviously. But Manny, what's your thoughts on the whole craziness, you know, them saying one thing and then completely flipping at the end of the day?
Yeah, I definitely think it seems like that. It seems like there was somebody who doesn't realize the landscape that they're dealing with at Microsoft or something like that, and just making those sort of spot decisions. You know, just saying, okay, you know, just we really want them to send them over to this thing and stop with the whole other thing, you know?
With, yeah, the whole, sure,
with the goal. But again, like, it's weird because, like, you know, I think Adam said this before. It's like you kind of get gold. You get gold already with the Game Pass.
Yep. Game Pass, Adam, I know what you're going to say, but I'm just going to say it right now. Game Pass is irrelevant. I mean, get Xbox Live Gold, irrelevant. It is not needed anymore. It really isn't. So, you know, I don't know if they're going to keep it around now, but it's just really crazy. Anyway, Adam, what are your thoughts, man?
I think just from the timing, like you said, they announced this in the afternoon. There was no hoopla.
On a Friday.
On a Friday, they didn't send out a presser. Usually, as somebody who's been a member, just like, you know, some of you guys here, I definitely recall over 10 years, whenever they do any kind of announce any kind of price hike, you get an email months in advance letting you know, hey, we're doing a change, there's going to be service change. They did, none of that came out, which tells me that this was something that was done in the back end, Microsoft, whether they did talk to Phil, they say, hey, we want to do this. Don't do it. It's not going to work well. Well, let's do a test. We'll do it halfway through the day on a Friday, and let's just get a feel for the way the world sees it. See if they react, because probably in their mindset, they figured, well, a lot of people just say when they see how expensive, well, then I'll just go with Game Pass. That's not how it planned out. Everybody just flipped out about this. But the fact that they did that, like you said, during the middle of the day on a Friday, and then they just flipped the switch so quickly afterwards just shows that this was a test. This was just to see if they can get away with it.
Do you think it was a test? Because didn't they print out like cards?
They didn't send anything out. They could say they did, but they didn't send anything out. And I checked my emails.
Hey, Brad, get in here, man. Didn't they print out cards, like Xbox Live Gold cards with the new pricing? I could have sworn they did. Okay, Brett's not fucking talking. But I thought they did.
Yeah. Sorry, I was distracted for a minute.
Yeah, Brett, remember you and I were talking about that. Didn't they print out like physical Xbox Live Gold with the new pricing on them? Like,
yeah, they sent them to retailers, man.
Yeah, so like it wasn't just a test. They were going to do it.
Oh, yeah, no. But they've also, you know, definitely talked about how the Xbox executives and the Xbox – or the Microsoft executives and the Xbox teams – were, you know, they had different mindset, and they were fighting each other. Like, the Xbox team was fighting it to actually not do this, which is, it's interesting. It's not weird, but it's just, no, it is a little weird.
Weird, because they usually send an email, just like anything. Like, people right now that are getting those Netflix notifications that the price is going to go up in whatever amount of months. It's the same thing. They would send those. And to not get that and just see it online and announce, oh, yeah, by the way, this is the new pricing and this is how it works. What the fuck? Nothing felt right. It felt fake. I thought it was just like a joke for my guy.
Yeah. And just, again, the reason I keep emphasizing Fridays, because why do you post news on Friday? Because you want to hide the fucking news, you know?
The weekend. Yeah, I mean, I think Tony's, you know, sort of explanation or theory is probably one of the most compelling ones. The only thing that bothers me, one of the kind of baffles me is a better term, is why, you know, if Microsoft is if the top executives of Microsoft made this decision and Phil Spencer was not involved, or maybe he was involved, but it wasn't his decision, someone superseded him, then how did it get overturned this quickly? Like, the backlash is something, but these top executives do not buckle that easily. 6 hours, they buckle. That is a fucking record for these types of people.
That is.
So no, I feel like it's a lot of it is has to do with goodwill. It's like, number one, guys, we don't have a pot to piss in at this fucking time. Why do you think they've been keeping all of this stuff on the down low? Like in general, like, you know, they don't have any games that are really worth saying. They just say, hey, we have a bunch of legacy, and then we have all of the games that everybody else has. But they don't have those unique things to sort of attract people. So if they're going to do this, if they're going to do a price hike to try to push it, this is not the point to do that.
Yeah, no, you're right about that, because there is no reason to raise. Like, what do you get out of Live that you can't get out of Game Pass? There's no reason. Yeah, by the way, just real quick, I'm not going to try to pronounce my man's first name, but Nadella is the head of Microsoft.
Yeah, Nadella.
Anyway, Adam, what are you saying, man?
I was just going to say that this is mainly just for people that don't have Game Pass that are impacted from this.
Yeah, but by the way, this is going to be for new players, yeah.
Yeah, but here's the funny thing. I was seeing a lot of people online, even now, like we've talked about a bunch of times. If you have the Game Pass Ultimate, you have Xbox Live Gold.
Everything,
and so many,
yeah.
Like, and I saw so many comments like, I'm already paying for Ultimate. Now I got to pay for this. Like, they I guess it's just Microsoft's fault for not really pushing the explaining, hey, by the way, the Gold service is included. You're not paying this on top of your $14.99.
Yeah, yeah. There's a reason it's called Ultimate, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, there's a reason it's called Ultimate. A lot of people still didn't understand that because I saw in the comments of people explaining it to these others. It's like, no. It's you're already paying for that. You know, and then some of those people even saying, oh, I didn't even know that it was still a separate thing. I thought they got rid of all that. It's like, no, wow. It's out there. And it sucks that they're doing that.
And they didn't even bring, like, they didn't even announce, like, why this was going on.
No, yeah. It's very odd.
They didn't get the usual, hey, we're trying to improve, blah, 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 blah. We're going to give you some things that you've never had, but, you know, like, nothing.
Like you get the two games. That's the one thing I can think of.
They didn't even say, yeah.
You get the two free games every month with it, and
you get hundreds of free games on Game Pass.
If you do the Game Pass, let's say if you don't do it, you don't want care about all that for some reason, and you rather just go the yearly route. That's the only thing. Now, what was it? It was like a former VP or someone from Microsoft had tweeted out a response saying that they should have just got rid of it altogether, Gold. And he was like, there was no reason for it. You already have Game Pass. Just go all in on Game Pass. That's it. Play for free.
We had the conversation before, Adam. The reason why they don't get rid of Gold is because they have a lot of people on the rope.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
They got people from 10 years ago that are still paying for that
They're
shit.
Still paying for that. By the way, by the way, real quick, because he just shot us right now. He's in the chat. Manny, our boy Fergus Mills in the house.
No. Fergus, you have won yourself $20 gift card for the console of your choice. So,
and
you know,
underwear.
Send us a thing, or you know Tony, you know.
Yeah, hit up me or Carlos, whichever, you know.
Yeah, and then we'll get you over a nice and a fancy little gift card.
Good stuff. But yeah, and then the other thing I want to talk about is the conspiracy theories. I love the conspiracy theories.
What's this conspiracy, man?
All right, so by the way, before we get to conspiracy theory, Brian, so the entire time, were you just laughing like, we don't got to pay on PC? Were you just laughing this entire time?
I had no idea that this even happened.
Okay. So what do you think of it?
I was playing Doom like all weekend. My first thought was, why increase the price? Like, what reason is there to increase the price? And then I heard that they want to entice people over to Game Pass, and it's like, that seems really dumb way to do it. Like, surely the best way to do it would just be saying, hey, if you're on Xbox Gold, then you get Game Pass for free or something. Like, transition everyone from Gold to Game Pass, and then get rid of Gold completely, and that's it. You know, problem solved. So yeah, it just seems really odd. I guess that it's as Tony said, you have the Xbox guys and then you have Microsoft guys, and it was Microsoft guys that made the call, not the Xbox guys. Because, again, it seems really odd given what they've been doing like last year or so. This doesn't seem like Uncle Phil's way of doing things.
Yeah.
Wish I can see the numbers of how many. They always talk about like how many subscribers they have and what average is playing games as opposed to just using media services. I just want to know how many of them don't do anything. Like we talked about before, it's like people like just like with the gym memberships, $10 a month, fuck, I don't care, and they don't cancel, right? That whole subscription, you don't see it, you just keep paying. How many do you think they have of people that signed up on Xbox Live and just don't even bother canceling it? Don't go through the hassle, and that 60 goes out of their account every year, and they don't think about it. And that's probably another reason why they won't cancel it. Though, that's free money.
Yeah, Brett, I heard your microphone, mm-hmm. man. You got any thoughts?
No, I have lots of thoughts, actually.
Go for it, dude.
I agree with Adam on the pricing, but the big thing I kind of want to touch on is, you know, the speed at which it went across.
Yeah.
But I just feel like I'm kind of on board with you, man. This was clearly the product of a lot of infighting and a lot of pushback. This while the fans were heard, and that's a really cool thing, and I'll touch back on that in a second. It's clear that there was already pressure to not do this. So, you know, the fans' voices mattered, but they were more of a tiebreaker than, you know, we rallied up, you know. As for, you know, Microsoft, you know, fighting for the people and kind of going back on it. Like, I've seen a lot of fighting on Twitter. Like, maybe I'm just starting to do too much
Twittering.
Much Twitter, I guess. But I think it's actually, personally, I think it's pretty cool that a company actually, you know, kind of listened to its consumer base. And that is how I see it. And I do say that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't see Sony doing that shit.
No. And honestly, you wouldn't. That's not part of my argument, but it's definitely something that I've recognized. And I think a lot of people have thought, like, would Sony do this shit? No. They'd just be like, fuck you, we're doing it anyway. Okay, yeah. Cool. But they haven't done it yet, so...
Yo, I got the PlayStation hat. I'll be like, Sony ain't doing that shit. Fuck out of here, you know?
No, yeah. Neither would Nintendo.
No. Yeah, continue, Brett. But people, you're right.
That stupid Mario, the remaster shitty Mario games and how they're going to be taking it off set the internet on fire.
Nintendo still didn't give a fuck.
They don't give a fuck. They're closing that down.
Yeah. Anyway, Brett, continue, sir.
So a lot of people are kind of I'm getting a lot of backlash or seeing a lot of backlash. Well, yeah, it's great that they listen to you, but they're an asshole for doing it in the first place. And I honestly, that's not my point of view on the argument. Like, of course they're going to try and raise their prices. Microsoft is a parent company who's doing all this, but I do think that, you know, it's pretty cool that in the actual Xbox wing, there were people, you know, kind of trying to fight for us. And yes, I do believe that a corporation can have good graces towards its fan base. I've seen it happen. I'm cynical, but I'm not so cynical to say all they want is money. I have run into people in the world who care about things other than money, and these people can be placed in these companies. So yeah, the company itself, Microsoft, probably doesn't give a shit. There's a lot of people in there who are really proud of the work that they're doing and, you know, want to kind of defend the gamer, you know, kind of said, you know, we don't believe in this. I'm sure there was a fraction of the company. I know somebody's going to come back at me and say, like, oh, no, they just knew it was a bad business decision that they didn't want to go out of the job. And I'm sure there were a couple people like that. But the rank and file, they're not really like that. You know, you can't get too cynical. There were actually people in this situation who heard the uproar, were already unhappy, and then pushed a little harder. So I guess what I'm saying is, through all of these qualifications, yes, there's people who don't care. Yes, there's people who only care about money. Yes, there's shareholders at the top of the food chain that are dictating everything. I'm not stupid, but I'm not so cynical to not think that it's pretty cool that there are some people out there inside the machine who are still trying to vie for what they think is best for us in the industry and themselves, probably being gamers. And I know that's an inflammatory statement, so I will now take argument and ridicule.
Don't worry, Brett. Don't worry, Brett. I'm going to make a real inflammatory statement right now. PlayStation guys aren't going to like what I say right now, man. Phil Spencer fought for you, man. I think Phil Spencer's a good guy.
It's time for me to fight both of you guys.
Uh-oh.
Brett mentioned that these guys are fighting. They're fighting for us. Who did most of the fighting? It was the fucking internet. It was me, you, Kids Move, fucking all of the Xbox guys. Everyone was complaining about this. Those are the people who did most of the fighting. The Xbox people, you know, it's a PR decision. It's whether is it worth reversing the decision to appease the people who are fighting. And if it's not worth it, then they won't do it. If it is, then they'll do it. It's all a business decision. It's not for the goodness of their hearts. They're like, oh my God, look at these guys. They're suffering so much. No, it's the fucking backlash.
Let's actually argue the point, because you got part of what I said wrong. And I think you're going in a good place. I want to keep this going. I didn't say that they were responsible for the change. I just said that they were fighting for the gamers and the industry, at least a portion of them. And by that, I mean that it's just nice to have them among the ranks of people who were saying no to this. Having somebody on the inside say no to this is pretty cool.
First place, so.
They tried. I mean, we've read the articles. The Xbox division didn't want to do this. They were fighting. They were over.
By the way, I should just that's all still speculation.
It's all speculation.
Yeah, but remember, just based off of how fast the decision was made, leads me to believe that's exactly what happened. That there was infighting. You know,
I feel maybe I just feel that is self evident because yes, I agree with you. Nothing gets changed in 6 fucking hours unless there were already people. You know, yelling to the board, like, this is a terrible fucking idea and we shouldn't do it.
Yeah, exactly. But just wanted to just get that out there. But yeah, Brett, you're right. It's like, that's the only thing that happened here. Let's just be real. But anyway, continue. Who the fuck was talking? Carlos or Brett? One of you guys.
Carlos is on. I was just saying, I'm not giving credit for this to the people in the Microsoft division or anything like that. The credit goes to the people on this. But it's... Go ahead.
If the Microsoft head honchos are the ones responsible for this decision, they're also responsible for reversing this decision. They're Microsoft, the ones that got ultimate say.
Yeah,
Microsoft.
Yeah, Microsoft. Yeah, yeah.
So the bad guys. Yeah. So the bad guys in this case. So Brett's kind of painting some of the Xbox people as the good guys that are fighting with us, right?
We'll talk shit about
power to the people. Yeah, like those guys. But if Xbox is the one doing the fighting against the people, they're also the ones that ultimately reverse the decision. Like it's the people who changed the minds of them, not Phil. If Phil Spencer was fighting since the beginning, he obviously didn't have that much say and couldn't fight that much because the people were the ones that changed the head honchos' minds.
Yeah, so I would agree with that.
I would give all of the credit to the people and not to anybody.
Again, it's not about credit, man. Like this is the thing. Like people like that. People like you. I know that statement. People like you think in terms of money and business as the very end goal. And while I agree with that in terms of shareholders, I strongly disagree with that in terms of the people at the company. The people who are doing the programming, the people who are doing the design, the people who are doing the concept art are not thinking money is the bottom line. They got the concept art because art is a passion of theirs.
I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you.
So there are people in a company who care.
There are a lot of good people within Microsoft. There are a lot of people who care about the product. There are a lot of people who care about the brand. But at the end of the day, their love for all of this had nothing and did not sway at one millimeter of the decision that was made for the price hike and against it. So I don't know why we want to bring up the discussion. Look at how great some of the people at Xbox are when they have nothing to do with this whole situation.
You don't know
it's
that.
The people. It's the people who decided to price hike, whoever they are, and the people who fought against it, which
were
the gamers.
You know that there are things that are not unanimous decisions. We had things on this panel where it's 3-2, where it's an easily flipped thing, and I agree with Tony. Or maybe I'm now making the statement more. The time in which they flipped it meant that it was not a unanimous decision. Yep. They did not go through and convince everybody on that fucking board that this was a good idea. It had to be a split decision. It had to be a close call for them to backturn it this fast.
Well, if you want to speculate,
at the very least, they knew it was such a bad idea that they put into place a plan B so that they could backtrack. But honestly, that is way more complicated and honestly a weirdly insidious thing. They would have had – I don't give them that credit. They're not that smart. I think it was that people within the company were already raising the issue of this is a bad idea. That's the only way it's pulled back this way. And my whole point was that they knew anybody getting credit. Just it's nice to see every once in a while, sometimes, once in a blue moon, a couple of people who are on the inside who are still speaking up. Because I feel that's self-evident. And I just think that's pretty cool. I'm not giving them credit or anything like that. But if you want me to put it on the floor, everybody at Sony acts like they fucking hate you. They don't appreciate you. They don't care. They don't say anything. One person in the fucking Microsoft company that goes like, we love you guys. We fought for you. That would make me fucking happy, man.
Colors shining through.
Yo,
I love it.
Like we can speculate who's good and who's bad. But at the end of the day, we don't know whose decision it was. Like Phil could have fought against it and that would have been a good thing. And we would love Phil even more than we do now. But the issue is we don't know. And what we do know is that this is a byproduct of the backlash of the gamers.
Yeah, no one's arguing that.
And well, that's what I'm saying. That's what should be. We should talk about that and not. There are some potentially good people on the Xbox team. We're
going to talk about that. It's just a
second. We have no clue who they are yet.
Dude. And see, here's the thing. Uncle Phil, okay.
Man. He fought for us, man.
We don't know that yet.
I know that. Fuck that. Uncle Phil for life, man.
For all we know, Phil maybe could have agreed with this decision. We don't know.
Uncle Phil for life. Okay, hold on. This is actually a perfect example of the bigger point that I was actually kind of leading up to. So thank you, Chris. Why is it anytime you go any
Chris? Yo.
Or Carlos. Oh, I'm sorry, dude. My bad. I know you're Carlos. Fuck out.
Man,
maybe I'm just used to arguing with Chris, man.
This is true.
You know what? Yo, don't trust anything Kimoshima says.
You're good.
It's that episode of The Simpsons when Bart steals when Lisa steals the lawnmower. Bart's like, Bart, like, I didn't do anything. I'm sorry. I'm just used to yelling at you. And go ahead, Brett.
Okay, why is it that any time in the game industry when you show any appreciation for anything that a company does, people dogpile you trying to break that down either by talking you out of it or trying to yell at you that corporations don't care about your feelings and it's all just money and publicity stunts. Like, why can't you genuinely be like, hey, that's pretty cool, I appreciate that, without people fucking dogpiling with negativity?
Well, first of all, nobody's dogpiling on you.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to get that dramatic.
I don't think you saw my motherfucking Twitter feed yesterday, boy.
Yeah, no, that's kind of what I'm talking about. This is based on watching Tony's week on Twitter.
Well, second off, it's like I want to hold off on giving respect to people that I don't know who to give respect to. I'm sure there are people infighting in Microsoft and Xbox that didn't want this, but we don't know yet. That's the whole thing. We don't know who won it, and we'll give them brownie points in after the fact.
You think that there's 0.0000% chance that any single employee at Microsoft stood up and went, this is a bad idea?
The issue is we don't know. We don't know who. I'm sure there is, but we don't know who.
See, there you go. I'm sure there is, and that's all I'm saying. Whoever they were, whoever stood up and said, this is a bad idea, whoever gave them enough caution to realize that this may blow up in their face and allow them to backtrack it so quickly, thank you. That was it.
They had nothing to do with the front track and the back track.
We're going in fucking circles right now. Let's get to the at the end of the day, we won, right? We actually got a win here, you know, which is a very good thing. But some people on Twitter were not happy about that. It's like, and just to break down, because you know we already hinted at it, right? Because I gave Microsoft props. I'm like, good on you for reversing this, right? And people were saying,
that was a good statement.
Yeah. And people were like, no, you shouldn't give him any props. We got to keep dogging on him. We got to keep fucking shitting on him. And I'm like, okay, you got what you wanted. Why are you still hating, right? And they're like, no, because they try to pull this shit. It's like they try to rob your house. I'm like, okay. And it just kept going. And I asked a simple question. I thought it was simple. I said, okay, so you're not happy that Microsoft tried to pull this. Understandable. You're also not happy that they reversed the decision. What would make you happy? What action could Microsoft have taken besides not doing this in the first place? What could they have done that would actually make you happy? You know what the answer was? They didn't reply. No reply. I asked three or four crickets. Different people. Yeah, crickets. But by the way, Brett, you know what the actual answer is, right?
They don't. A $20 PSN gift card?
No. The answer is they don't want – nothing will make them happy. They just want a dog pile on Microsoft. That's all it is.
Dude, half of those people were PlayStation owners. Like solid ponies through and through who wouldn't own an Xbox like ever were the ones like coming in and being like, oh, well, this whole thing is fucked up. I'm like, dude, that's like coming into somebody's house where you're having an argument with like you're arguing with your girlfriend or something like that, and somebody just walks into your house and be like, she's got a good point, man. Like, who the fuck invited you in here?
Yeah.
You have nothing to do with this conversation. See your way out.
Yeah, and by the way, the reason I kept saying half, it wasn't half. It was like 90% ponies. Let's just be real here.
I'm trying to be nice, man. Mike, right. You can see my veneer is wearing real fucking thin.
Yeah, no, it, that's all it is. But that's the whole point. Like, nothing would make me happy. Here's the thing. They got another one. They got some ammo to throw against Xbox. They got that ammo taken away, and they were mad, so they had to strike, you know? It was fucking hilarious, you know. I got called an X-Bot all fucking weekend long. It was like, I'm like, bro, I'm pretty sure I got more fucking platinums than you do, motherfucker. You know, it's hilarious.
My favorite part of it was the comment that you made where it was like, oh, I guess I'm an X-Bot now.
Yeah, it's hilarious. So, but Brett, this isn't the first time this happened to me, man. Because
I know, but yeah. I got to say, I witnessed the grandest stupidity of Twitter. Somebody argued at Tony calling him an X-Bot, and I was like, you have no idea what you're talking about, dude. Like, you cannot be further from the truth. And his excuse, legitimately his excuse was, oh, sorry, I didn't check the profile. Like, okay, so your excuse is I went off half-cocked without checking to see if I was a jackass? Is that that's your fucking defense?
Yeah, just to add some context to it. So basically, I was talking again, Brett, because people like to jump into conversation. I was talking to my friend Tarja, right? And this guy comes in there saying all this stuff, and then, you know, you were like, hey, you're talking all this shit about Tony without knowing who the fuck he is. And then I said, yeah, dude, did you not see what I wrote yesterday when I was shitting on Microsoft? And he was like, oh no, I didn't bother to look at that. So I'm like, so why the fuck are you chiming in, bro?
And who the fuck are you? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, right?
It takes 30 seconds.
Yeah.
It takes 30 seconds to scroll back and get that kind of thing, especially for somebody like Tony.
These are the same people that react to fucking headlines without actually reading a goddamn article.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's funny because just, you know, the day beforehand, I was getting called an Xbox hater because I was calling Microsoft out. Isn't that funny? You know, ain't that something? It's Twitter's all like, imagine if the shit actually affected me, it'd be something else. But to me, it's just funny. You know, it's amusing that people get, and it's a weekend. I'm like, yo, take a break, go outside or do something. I know we got the Rona going on, but there's something you could do better than fucking this shit. You know,
are you on the internet?
Some games.
Go play your games. Go play games. But just to end it off, because we do have more questions. This was a good thing. At the end of the day, it was a good thing. It was a good thing that Microsoft reversed their stupid decision. No one's going to take that away. It was a very, very dumb decision that they made. So it was good that they reversed it. And we won, you know? So there's that. All right, next question. This one's kind of still related to this, though. This one comes to us from Christina. And her question is, with games potentially costing $70 this generation, will we see the price of PSN and Xbox Live go up? And will gamers accept that? Here's the thing. Before all of this, I would have said, yes, they are going to go up. But now after this, they're going to be very wary. Like, you know, Sony's looking at this whole time like, oh, shit, we better not raise the price of PSN now. And Xbox, they ain't raising that price of gold for a minute, you know. So, you know, I personally, I don't think we're going to see a price hike of either of those services. And also just a caveat real quick, and then I'll let you guys go. So far, Sony is the only one that's charging people $70 for games. You know, Sony first party games, those are the only ones so far. So it's not all the industry. We may see that, we probably will, but just getting that out there, Sony mostly and a couple of third parties here and there, but Microsoft, well, they're not charging you $70 for their first party games, you know?
Yeah, when Hitman came out, Hitman 3, IO kept emphasizing that. It was like, oh no, $59.99 everywhere. $59.99 on PS5. Yeah, there's a version there. That's $59.99. They're really pushing that because, yeah, the narrative seems to be that, oh, this gen, all the games are going to be $70. And that's not true.
Yeah.
It amazes me, Brett, how fast that was normalized. Like, I just got to say, like, on the back of just, like, seeing everybody, like, lose their shit. I know that there was some grumbling when Sony's like, games are $70 now. But for the most part, a lot of Sony fans were like, thank you. And it was weird. That's not the proper response to a price hike at all, but okay. And now everybody's just like, oh yeah, games are $70. Like, no, PlayStation, thank you. Thank you for bringing that up, Tony, because most of the time that is stunningly just rolled past. And I'm just kind of like, okay, you're running so fast to shit on Microsoft, you're just going to pass right by that whole $10 game hike. Like, we make fun of Nintendo for the Nintendo tax, but you know, this isn't a big deal. And if it does happen to the rest of the industry, honestly, I'm going to blame Sony for that shit.
Oh, shit.
There's only one person to blame.
By the way, just to be fair, though, the first that actually did that was 2K. They were the first one to get a $70 game. They reversed it, obviously, but then Sony was like, oh, shit, people were okay with that? Fuck it, let's go.
You know,
like right now we have a Returnal. Returnal is going to be $70. I'm like, that game, I'm sorry, Hives Marquee, respect, that game doesn't look like a $70 game. I'm sorry. Anyway, continue, Brett.
No, that was about it. I just wanted to say, like, thanks for pointing that out, because it seems like people kind of forget about it.
Yeah, no, they do. But what's your take on it? Do you think after this that we're going to see the price of PSN or Xbox Live go up?
No. I don't think it was a thing where they needed the money. I think it was a thing where they were slowly trying to edge people more towards Game Pass as a better value. Because I don't see them hiking the price of Game Pass.
No.
It was just the Xbox or the gold. So like it makes Game Pass cheaper, and it could have been a marketing ploy to be like, for just $4.99 more you can get Game Pass. I don't know. But I guarantee you it had something to do with how they're going to push Game Pass. If either they're just trying to push people into it because they're pretty much already playing it, or they want to advertise a lower price point. I'm not sure what it was, but this wasn't a move about making profits. This was a move to angle themselves to advertise a certain way.
Agreed.
So I don't think that you're going to miss the money all that bad.
I think the most effective way to do this is not to have the way to undercut games with gold is not to raise the price to push people away from it, is to lower the price of the other one.
Of which one?
Of Game Pass.
Yeah, but that way they would actually be making less money. Like, see, I think this was a way to edge people to make a certain decision without biting into their profits and without actually having to lower the price of Game Pass.
Well, yeah, because they don't want to, they'll just leave it all, they have all those people that are kind of just letting their games with gold kind of hang around there without actually touching it. I feel like the more effective way to do this is not exactly to raise the price, but actually lower it. Maybe not a lot, but just to make this sort of situation better, to slowly phase out games with gold and essentially make Game Pass the thing that you get everything with.
I think if they only would have raised the price by maybe $10 for Xbox Live Gold, we probably would have seen a backlash. People would be like, oh, that kind of sucks, and then just would have went with it,
Well, I mean, isn't that what Sony has done and what they've usually done? It's like $5 increments or $10 increments. Yeah, like
that's
stuff
my
like
point.
That
that's my reason. Point. If the increment wouldn't have been as bad for Xbox Live Gold, we wouldn't have seen it upward. People would be like, yeah, that kind of sucks, and then just go with it, by the way.
They did it before when it used to be 50.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. People just went with it.
But then they gave us a notice for like 4 or 5 months beforehand.
This was just dropped out of nowhere. But Adam, since you're talking, what do you think? Do you think the subscription services will be affected? The price of the subscription services will be affected by the price of games if they do start costing $70?
I think, at least for Microsoft, I still think that this is going to go free. Well, Xbox Live Gold is going to be a thing of the past. I know they're still making a lot of money from it. That's why they haven't done it. But at some point, they have to change it. If they want to go all in on Game Pass, that's the best way to do it. Like, yeah, all right, that's all free. But they can get rid of, let's say, that if they said, all right, Xbox Live is free. Right, there you go. It's free, but you no longer get the two games. The two free games, that's that. There's no more two free games. You just get to play multiplayer for free. If you want any games, you got to go on Game Pass. I think people would be cool with that, because then it's like, well, it's free for the multiplayer, and of course the free-to-play games are on there, and that's free. And so I think that's the plan. Could it go up? Yeah, I could see other ones going up. But we see the backlash of the $70 games. And right now, with the way the economy is all over the world, this is not the time to do it.
But there's not a lot of backlash for $70 games.
Well, they're not doing it. There is a backlash. There's no one's buying it, and I haven't seen any of the companies actually push it. Which game have we seen from a third party? Like, even the NBA one, that didn't come out at the 70.
They rolled it back.
They quickly reversed. They could have just said, let's see if people still buy this shit. And they had the nerve to put ads and shit in that game. Even after the fact. But they reversed on it. And I think that's where we stand right now. If anything, it would take a big game. Like we talked about, I think, before we even hinted maybe with the Halo or something massive. Or let's say the new GTA. If the new GTA 6 comes out and that says $70, I think no one's going to argue. If it still has GTA Online and all that stuff, I think people would just be all in on it.
Call of Duty was $70. At launch for PS5.
That was the PS5 one. Yeah.
We're talking about next gen games costing $70,
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Well, the GTA 6.
Yeah.
That would be $70.
Yeah, but like I said, Returnal, that's $70. No one's complaining about that. They're like, oh, okay, whatever.
But are people going to buy it? Like, that's the thing. You can't. We've argued this before, even when it was $60. Not all games are worth $60.
Yeah.
You can't just stick that stamp on it. Oh, it's $60 because it's no. And I think that's what's going to happen. I think a lot of people are already seeing it. Because let's say if you have a game and, you know, it's not going to qualify for a $60 game. But that's the average price, right? That's the competitive price. You're going to push it. And if they say, oh, the new one is $70, you know that you're barely going to get any sales right off the bat new for $60. And you're going to say, all right, I'm going to go with $70. Let's say Monster Jam or one of those damn games that no one really gives a shit about. They're not going to do it. So I think a lot of companies are just going like, you know what, maybe we'll go hold off on that and just leave it at 60 for a while and then just play it by ear. So I think it's going to be like that. I don't see a big jump or else they would have all done it. Just like they did when they went from 50 to 60. That felt like within the next week. Once they announced, it was like, oh, games are $60. And sure enough, you went to the store, every game, 59, 59, 59.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to see. But again, some games are still coming out at 70, and people don't seem to be complaining. You know,
let's see if they sell.
Yeah. All right. Any other thoughts on this? Do you think we're going to see the price of PSN, Xbox Live go up?
I don't think it's going to happen right now. And if it does happen, it's probably just going to be a very low sort of a hike. But they're not going to do that, especially when all the attention is on it, right? Like it is right now.
Yeah, it's not going to happen for a few years, you know.
No, yeah, they're not going to do it because again, it's already fresh and or people have already sort of done it. So I think that Sony's going to wait on it, and I think even Microsoft is going to wait on it because they don't need. I feel like though I think Sony would survive the hike a little bit better than the Microsoft does because again, they don't. I definitely think that Microsoft doesn't want to draw any attention to any of their weaknesses.
Yeah.
If Microsoft was doing this and had a pot to piss in, I wouldn't say people would do it, but the people could actually see the reasoning behind it. Right? But they didn't give any reasoning behind it. They didn't give like, "Oh, hey, you're going to get like two extra games when you do this," or, you know, they didn't sell you on it. They just said, "Okay, we're doing it double." And you're like, "Wait a minute. This is like the MTA. You keep raising their price and the service keeps getting shittier."
Right.
You know?
Yeah. All right. Anybody else want to chime in on this? All right. Not so. So we'll move on to the next question. Also from Mr. Eurocar. All right. Do you think a company like Netflix would ever get into the game streaming business? I think everybody will eventually because Amazon got into it, you know?
Years ago, wasn't that the thing with Gamefly when Gamefly was up for sale and a lot of people were saying, oh, this is it. I'll look for it. I remember there was some talks years ago when Gamefly was in trouble and they were looking for it. And a lot of people saying this would be the best time. This is when Netflix was still sending Blu-rays and they were like, oh, they can just attach games with that. You get a movie and a game. I'll look it up.
Yeah. What do you guys think? You think Netflix will throw its hat into the game streaming?
Have already with that one, with literally those episodes of the Black Mirror and those kid shows, where essentially they gave you the you sort of have control. It's almost like a full motion video. What do they call it? Well, a game where you kind of choose your own adventure on those things.
Yeah, it's like a FMV type of thing.
Yeah they're trying. They're already,
like you get Netflix and then you can also play. You could play Assassin's Creed on Netflix, shit like that.
I don't know. I think the movie thing seemed to be. They're already in the zeitgeist for films and series. So I definitely think that they're not going to step into that unless there's some.
What if it's something separate, like? Game streaming from Netflix. What happened, Adam?
Yeah, what if they just partner? They forget about just
they
doing
do that. They could do that.
Yeah, they could partner with somebody.
That's it.
Yeah, like maybe you won't get it on the Netflix app, but it'll be a separate app, you know, by Netflix or something. You know,
yeah, well, by the way,
it doesn't have to be Netflix. It could be CBS Plus, Disney Plus, whatever, you know?
Yeah, they wouldn't be.
Powered by Microsoft or powered by Sony. You know?
I would say that's more of a possibility. Not them doing it on their own, but actually going to somebody who's not direct competition to actually provide the service for them.
Yeah.
So if you utilize their servership, you know, like their videos seem to run pretty damn good, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, what if Microsoft or Sony made that deal to be like, okay, yes, you can play PlayStation Now or Xbox Game Pass was it Game Pass?
Game Pass.
Yeah, Xbox Game Pass on through using the Netflix portal.
Yeah. Oh yeah, XCloud. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I think another big company's gonna throw their hat in the ring, you know, for sure.
Honestly, I'm really surprised they haven't already.
Yeah,
even tried like something simple as like Tetris. Be like, oh, like look at this fun little game that you can play while you're on Netflix searching things or something like that.
I think they put so much money into the original series, though. You hear about the massive amount of money they throw at.
Well, that's why they would get partner with somebody else, you know, so they don't have to pay the full cost. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, I would think, I think that their attempt at trying to go into that sort of space was with the Black Mirror and a lot of their children's content. There's a lot of choose your own adventure content on there. I think the Minecraft series is like that.
Didn't they make a Strange Things game for the Switch? Remember, it was like an 8-bit looking game.
I mean, they do a lot of those things for other, but I mean, those are just licenses. They don't make those games. They just like,
no, but I mean, they own it. That's what I'm saying. Like they chose to just go that route of just making games and just license them out as opposed to just.
Oh, by the way, Kishak, he says Sony make more sense of partnership because of their movie division, but Sony already has a streaming service. It's called PS Now, you know, they already have.
No, he's talking about I don't think Sony has a
Sony Pictures.
Yeah. They don't have their own streaming service.
No, they don't. But like, why would Sony need a movie streaming service for games when they already have a game streaming service?
Understand? Well, you can have. Think about it like this.
It could be like one of those. I'm sure Carlos is going to say the same thing. It's like a double deal, right? You when you're on Netflix, you get your PlayStation Now thing.
Okay, mm-hmm. that makes sense.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah, I can see that. But like I'm talking about outside of gaming, I think we'll see companies do it because everybody's doing Amazon, fucking Google, you know.
Everybody's doing these things, but I mean, at the same time, it's like everybody jumping onto the streaming service bandwagon. I think a lot of these guys are just going to get cleared off the table.
Yeah, they will.
You know, because it's
like because 3D TVs and shit. Remember that when that was a craze? Motion controls.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I definitely think there's going to be genuine winners, and I think that despite Amazon having a service, I don't think they're going to last very long. They're always dipping their toes, and same thing with Google. Both of those companies dip their toes in the shit. They keep it around for a few years, and they just let it fade away.
Yeah,
they're not really committed to. I don't think they're really committed to the thing. It's just an extra thing that they do.
Just think about it like this. Like you get on Netflix, millions, they announced 200 million people they have on their subscription service recently. Some crazy ass number. You get on Netflix, a lot of people, what they do is they just search the queue. They don't even watch shit sometimes.
Oh, man.
they get lost in the shuffle.
They go to a tab that says PSN Now. They go to that tab. Well, what the hell is this? It's like, okay. It's like, there's like a demo, it's like for God of War for the first hour of the game, or Spider-Man or whatever, and it's like they play the game and it's like they show you how to connect a controller or something,
or turn your phone into a controller, one of those bullshits. I hate doing that, but they do it. You can do it now with the remote play, use it as a controller.
Yeah, something like that. You play the hour, and after the hour runs out, it's like, okay, if you want to keep playing, make sure to subscribe to the service, you know, whatever, however much PSN Now charges.
To be honest, PlayStation Now should do that shit already. There shouldn't be any sort of additional sign up bullshit. They should just be like, you turn the damn thing on and it works. All this additional, mm-hmm. Because it's because they're separated into different. Wait. Right?
Oh, sorry. I just thought of something. Why the hell is PS. Yo, Jim Ryan, get on the phone, make some phone calls, man. Why the hell is PS Now not integrated on the PS5?
Why isn't it? Because there's because it's the stupidest thing. It's the same question we've been asking from the beginning. Why is it that you cannot just as soon as you get if you're paying into PlayStation Plus, you get some of those PlayStation Now things? Why isn't it working that way? And if you want to fully opt in, you do like what Microsoft has, where it's the full everything, right? But they're stupid, and I definitely think that their streaming service is not up to par.
Man, yeah. Fuck Sony, man.
Fuck Sony, man.
You remember, well, in the news not long ago, they were talking about, oh, hey, they're going to start incorporating, Google Stadia an xCloud into the television. Sony did that shit already.
On
PlayStation 3 times with PlayStation Now. My mom at the time bought a new television. What did it have? It had PlayStation Now inside of it, and all you needed to do was get a controller for it to get it to work.
Yeah. I mean, even when you buy a new Xbox or an old Xbox, if you have the new firmware, there's a fucking Game Pass tab. It's built in.
And it's funny you mentioned that because PS4 has a PS Now tab.
They have an undeletable app that you can't pull out of it.
Right there. Yeah, that is weird, you know. All right, let's move on, man. Next question is from... I think it's our boy. Software. Yes, it is. Mob Hits. What's going on, brother?
Yo.
First question. Why is it so difficult for Microsoft to have exclusive third-party titles like Sony does? So, you know, because Sony has a lot of third-party exclusives, but Microsoft... But the thing is, they had Yakuza for a little bit. Medium, they have, kind of... that's supposed to be a timed.
It's a PC. That's PC also.
But I noticed that Microsoft's third-party exclusives are mostly timed. Sony, you ain't seen Persona on Xbox, you know? So, yeah, why is that? Why is it?
A lot of the Japanese ones, a lot of the Japanese companies seem to make those exclusive deals that don't have any budge room. It's just for it, you know?
I mean, they did have Cuphead was one of them.
They had Cuphead, yeah.
Cuphead was a limited exclusive too.
Yep, Sunset Overdrive was another one.
You know,
but
Sunset Overdrive has specifically stayed Xbox. It is on PC, but yeah, it's not on anything else.
I'm just gonna go with the kind of easy answer. I think it's because this is specifically about last generation, since there were so many more places and consoles out there. Companies just went with that. It's like, we'll make it for the PlayStation. There's more of them. You know? I think that's pretty much what it is.
I think it's the same thing that happened with Xbox before.
Exactly. Yeah. With 360. 360 had a lot of third-party exclusives because it was the best-selling system. Simple as that.
They were the Zeitgeist console.
Yep, they were, yeah.
Yep, pretty much, man.
I don't really think there's much more to say about this. Is because Sony's the bigger console. It's simple as that. You got
the bigger market share there. That's the place.
Physical. This shit's huge. Fucking shit.
You know.
And they're spending money for it. You know. They're deals with Call of Duty, to get all that exclusive stuff. So you know they're obviously they have money to spend for these things. So I mean it's not like Microsoft doesn't, but they're
I mean they bought a whole fucking studio.
I think they're out. They're just buying studios and buying IPs and stuff. So
like, you're first party now.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. All right, moving on. Also from Mr. Mob Hits. Why doesn't Microsoft understand that Xbox Game Pass is not for everybody? This is something I actually wrote about this for Laptop Mag. I'm like, why isn't Xbox Game Pass more integrated? Like, why isn't it more adopted by Xbox fans? Which is interesting. But, you know, here's the thing. And we've talked about this before on the show, right? On the show, we kind of have, what is it called when you're like, we have tunnel vision, right? We only really see the world through the eyes of the hardcore gamer, right? Most people who play games are not hardcore gamers. They're just casual gamers. So why would a person like that care about Xbox Game Pass when all they're going to do is just play Call of Duty all day or play Madden all day? Xbox Game Pass makes no sense for them. They don't care to try out different genres or anything. They don't give a shit about that. They just want their Madden. They just want their FIFA. That's it. So I think that's why Xbox Game Pass hasn't been wildly out because, you know, again, Xbox Game Pass is the best deal in gaming, right? For $15 a month, you get fucking 100 games and shit. It's fantastic. You know, and Xbox Live Gold 2 on top of that. It's a great service, but most Xbox owners don't have it. So it was like, why is that? But it's because most Xbox owners, just like most PlayStation owners, are just casual fans who just play one or two games and don't care about broadening their horizon. So that's what's going on.
And also, I also think that, like, in general, you got to make this, it's got to be as easy as just turning on a light. If there's any more that needs to go with it, then you're already doing it wrong. You know what I mean?
To be fair, though, Xbox Game Pass is in your face when you turn on Xbox.
Oh, no, no, no. You cannot it's in your that. Face. But yeah. It's in your face, but what you got to do? You got to opt in. You got to do all this additional stuff. You got to sign up for it, just like you sign up for anything else, right?
Yeah, you do. But the thing is, okay, if you're a first-time Xbox owner, first time, right, you get an Xbox, you're going to have your choice. Do you want Xbox Live or do you want Game Pass? And it tells you right there, Xbox Game Pass, you get a bunch of games for free. You know, mm-hmm. So it's easy. It's not hidden. It's right there in your face, right?
Yeah.
It's just, but and again, then, the casual gamer would be like, okay, I don't care about those games. Where's my FIFA? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Where's the game that I want to play? And then also, we also have I think the general audience, I mean, you know, it's obviously more prevalent now since now people actually are more into digital content and not actually owning the stuff that they have. So it's a little bit more open, but I think the messaging for Game Pass is, well, at least for the hardcore, it's they know about it, but I don't think the messaging is strong enough for the casual.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I think that's what those services are also a sort of trying to jockey into, get into that, into the casual audience. So just like, but again, just like any casual audience, it's got to be stupidly easy. It's got to be as easy as playing an iPhone game. It's got to be that easy.
Yeah. By the way, Kishak, I'm glad you said this. Let me say what he said and then I'll follow up. I was just about to talk about this. He says, people keep saying Xbox Game Pass is great, but if you have to keep saying that, it's not that it's a great deal, then is it really a great deal? Shouldn't the games on the service be selling itself? That's the point, dude.
That's the problem.
That's the problem. Xbox Game Pass, again, look at it objectively. It is a great service. For $50 a month, you get all these games for, $50 a month, but pretty much for free, right? But what's the problem? They don't have games people care about. I'm telling you right now, if Sony or Nintendo had their virtual Game Pass, this shit would be fucking blowing up. I guarantee, Nintendo, you know?
It's the same. It's the thing. I always say this. You have to have that showcase. What is the new shiny thing that you got sitting on the top or the forefront of this thing? And what was that supposed to be? That was supposed to be Halo, right? Yep. That was supposed to be the cornerstone where they're building this whole thing from. Okay, we got amazing first party games. So we're what is it? How many months in?
2 months into the generation.
We're 2 months in, we still haven't seen anything that's like a big showcase on the Xbox yet. The most powerful console, let me add, in the market right now.
Yeah, it's all about the games, you know, because, again, like, you tell somebody, oh, Xbox Game Pass, you get Xbox Game for free. What games are these? And then it's like, hey, you get Gears of War 5. That's cool.
I already played that.
You get Quantum Break. Okay, that's cool. You get Gears of War. That's cool. Like, and I've said this a million times, right? Xbox, you know, Xbox One had a lot of good games. They didn't have any great games, right? Imagine if PlayStation had fucking Game Pass. What do you get? You get God of War, Horizon, fucking Kill. You get all this shit. People go fucking nuts. You know, or Nintendo, yeah. Mario, Zelda, all this shit.
Yeah, they have this whole. They have a whole legacy of things. There's only a few like those cornerstone Microsoft titles that people just lose their minds for, and those two things are sort of losing their luster. So now we got to get some new blood into here. We got to get some new showcases, and now I think that's the big thing that once Microsoft has gotten their engine started, you know, because they're on the top of the hill, and they're waiting for the engine to kick in on the way down. So that once that kicks in, they'll be moving, and that's when I think people will start getting interested in it.
You know, and that Bethesda deal is definitely going to help out Game Pass. It's going to make it very lucrative. You know,
I'm going to say this, man, and we've been saying this before. The stupidest thing would be to make those games multi-console, multi-platform.
That'd be stupid. Yeah,
you got it right there. Literally, you just have to say to people like, "Hey, listen, this is the only place where you can play Fallout."
That's it. You're selling consoles guaranteed. Elder Scrolls only on Xbox. Forget about it. It's done.
I mean, you know, it's funny because Elder Scrolls was the only, you could only get the Elder Scrolls on an Xbox.
Yeah, Morrowind, I believe, you know?
Yeah, it was Morrowind, right?
Yeah, I believe so. Brett, you could help us in on this. I believe it was Morrowind.
It was indeed.
And Oblivion for a while, Oblivion came to PlayStation, but for a while, you know, it was on only on Xbox. So, yeah.
I think the Game of the Year edition was the first one that came out for the PS3.
I remember Oblivion, right? That was a game they showcased. I think it was Game Informer. It's like, this is what next gen is going to look like. And at that time, you're like, what the fuck is this shit? It's crazy. Mm-hmm. You know? But yeah.
It's funny. Those games didn't age very well.
They did not. You know? By the way, a quick aside. Hey, Brian, remember how I said I was kind of considering Kingdoms of Amalur?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it, the PlayStation 5 version. I'm like, yeah, I'm good. That did not age well. You know, even with the remastered graphics, I'm like, yeah, I'm good. You know?
It looks like an old-ass game.
It looks like a PS3 game, even with the updated graphics. Look at a PS3 game. I'm good. I'm already having a hard enough time playing PS4 games now, you know?
Like, even what are you talking about? Yeah, what PS4 games? What are you talking about?
Yeah, like, remember we were playing GTA 4. It's like, yeah, these graphics are quaint now. You know? Oh, man.
You can't play, we got a little while. It's
like, man, you know how it is, man. You know, I'm already in a new generation, man.
You see, but yeah. you like to play 8-bit and 16-bit games. What's the difference?
Yeah. You know, because those games are supposed to
look like on a PlayStation 5.
Yeah.
Like, even Saturn. You said you want to play the Saturn. That's old.
Oh, I do, but Adam, you know what's going to happen when I play that Saturn. I'm going to be like, ooh, this looks rough. Because 16-bit graphics age greatly. They age fantastically. 8-bit, you kind of have a fondness for it because they're nostalgia. But, yo, 32-bit graphics, basura.
I mean, at least
PS1 graphics.
It also depends on the game. Like Metal Gear Solid 2 and
depends on the game.
Two, Metal Gear Solid 2 and 3, they don't look horrible.
No.
They look pretty decent. Bad.
Yeah. Networks, Street Fighter games, those all.
Metal Gear Solid 2 and 3, that was still the mitten hands era, right? Or did they finally have fingers?
No, they had fingers in it. Okay, Mitten Hands was Metal Gear Solid 1.
Because I remember when I played, you know, the PS3 era, I'm like, hey, we're finally away from Mitten Hands completely now. You know? Mm-hmm. Some games still had Mitten Hands, even in the, PS2 era, they still had Mitten Hands, like GTA characters.
Also, those games, actually, they never did Mitten Hands in Metal Gear. They had one finger. It was always like one finger, pointer, the thumb, and then like a flipper, kind of like the penguin from Batman Returns.
it was like that, right, Manny? Like, wasn't that the penguin? Like that?
Yeah, that was the penguin. It was like that.
Yeah. Oh, for you guys listening, it's basically your thumb, your pointing finger, and then the last three fingers are connected. So,
and it was always connected. Like, it was always like kind of cupped a little bit.
Yeah. It's hilarious. It's like a messed up version of the Vulcan mind meld thing, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's what you, when you're trying to do the
you fuck it up and you go like, hey, penguin hands. Ah, Batman.
More like,
oh, man.
He's drilling back black.
He's drawing black shit. Yeah. All right, man. Let's move on. Craziness. All right, Mr. Subgata in the house, man.
Mr. Gata.
All right.
So fun little thing, Mr. Gata. I was looking through my old files, and I ran into a bunch of the old Otaname logos that you did.
Nice.
So I was like, oh, look at that, a little nostalgia there.
You know. All right. So his question is: We always hear about beloved game features, but what's one feature you dislike? For me, it's multiple or branching endings. So, what game features do you dislike in games?
Well, good thing there's not many of those.
Yeah, you know.
You mean, what was it? Was it what do they call loot boxes now? What was it called? Optional.
Yeah. I forgot. I'll go first. You know how I feel about crafting. Not a fan of crafting. Every game has to have crafting. I don't mind crafting for some games where it fits with the world and the story, sure. But every game has to have crafting. Now I'm like, come on, bro. Just let me go to a store, buy the most powerful weapon, and just call it a day. I don't want to make all this shit, you know?
I don't hate it. But yeah, it feels like every single game wants to work some sort of RPG element into it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole other conversation. It's like, why does every game have to be an RPG? Let RPGs be RPGs, you know?
Yeah, that's my thing. Leveling systems in action games.
Now, why? You know,
why do I need to put fake money into making myself stronger? Whatever happened? Well, you know, the one game that I respected they did was like in Grand Theft Auto. The more time you ran, the more distance you did, the more, you know, exercise you did, the stronger your character looked.
Yeah,
you know, and
the reverse, the more fucking hamburgers,
the more food you got fat. Yeah. Wolverine had that really cool ability that the more you fought a certain enemy, the easier they became.
Yes. X-Men Origins Wolverine, the game, was actually way better than the fucking dumbass movie.
Better than a movie.
Yeah. All right, Adam, what's a feature in games you don't like?
And weapons that deteriorate over time.
Oh, yeah. I hate that shit.
Pissed me off, man. That's why I stopped playing Zelda Breath of the Wild.
I don't blame you.
I can't stand that shit. Fucking two hits and the shit broke. I'm like, what the fuck am I fighting? Some fucking metal beast? This is just a regular bullshit creature. I swear, if the Division had that, where every time I would use one of my stoner weapons or whatever and the shit would fall apart on me, I would have rage quit. You know, I'm glad that's not the case. I can't deal with it. When games have that element where it's like, what was that one that we used to play? The parkour zombie one.
Oh, yeah. Daylight. What the fuck's...
Dying Light.
Love that game. Here it is. I got a steel pipe. I did the upgrades. Fucking killed two zombies and the shit broke. Are you kidding me? These are squishy dead bitches and I'm using a steel pipe. I'm just like, you hear it, you hear it. And the shit breaks. I was like, you know what? This shit's fake. I can't play no more.
Yeah. By the way, I'm tossing another one. Encumbrance. Why? A fucking encumbrance bullshit, you know? Can't stand encumbrance? That. Yeah, encumbrance, you know, where you're just like, oh, you're carrying too many items. You're too heavy now, you know? Or you can't pick that up anymore. You have to get rid of something. I'm like, no, I want to carry everything.
Why is there a limit? It's already the fact that I carry 100 items in.
But Adam, armor degradation, I don't like that. I'm like, why, bro? Come on, son.
Hey, he's in like there are games that do it where it's not bad. Like Bloodborne actually does have that where
the Souls Wars games do that shit great.
They do it all the time, but it's not to the point where it, like, in other words, you just hit somebody, bop somebody over the head with the hammer and then it explodes in your hand. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, all right.
There are games that do it like really, really well. Going back, SOCOM games used to do it incredibly well, where every item has its own different weight, and you move around based on how many items you have on you. So if you have like RPGs and claymores and stuff, you're just not moving at all. Whereas if you just have like an SMG, you're like flying around like Sonic. It makes sense. And to make things even better, and this is the best game that has done the system, Dragon's Dogma. Of course, none of you guys play that game because you guys all suck. But anyway, Dragon's Dogma, they actually had it where how much you could carry was based on the size of your body. So the bigger the person you are, the more stuff you can carry. Makes sense, right? You know, and the smaller the person, then less stuff that you can carry. But then the cool part is the more stuff you got on, then the slower that you became. However, because you weighed more if you had more stuff on, when you latched on to like bigger things, you could actually hold them down. So the system made sense in the world. It's like, hey, you're bigger, you can hold more stuff, and you can weigh guys down. So like it's like a good tactic would just be get like four guys, all like massive, bulky people. Give them all the weight, all the armor stuff, and then just hold guys down while you just beat on them.
That's, you know, pretty clever, actually.
See? It's a great system, only when it's done right. Not like games like Skyrim or Witcher, when you pick like a flower and then suddenly like, oh, you can't move now. It's like,
that's right.
I picked up a bloody flower. That thing weighs less than my hair.
Too many items.
How the hell can I... Can I move? I hate that.
It's like, oh, why am I moving so slow?
Demon's Souls that has this fat roll.
Yeah, the fat roll, you know? Oh, man. Yo, Carlos, by the way, hit me with some Bane, man.
What in particular?
Any line that comes to your head. I just need to hear some Bane right now. Yeah, after Brian said body, you know.
I was wondering what we go first. Your brain.
And this is an ad lib.
Oh, your buddy.
Oh, man. All right. Brian, you know, what features or, you know, do you dislike in games?
I just went.
No, I know, but you said what you liked. You said what you liked, Brian. Dude, I want to know what you disliked.
You got hot takes. Do it again.
Oh, or no, Brian, you said what you liked. I want to know what you dislike.
Shit. I forgot.
See, motherfucker.
He likes everything. Right.
You know, if you remember, I'll come back.
I'll go.
Okay, no, go ahead.
RPG mechanics. I'm same with Manny here. Like, I don't understand why that's been pushed in every game.
Why is it in God of War?
Why is it in Assassin's Creed?
Like, you literally took the words out of Mal Collins.
I know what you're going
to
say.
It's depth to it. That's why. I feel like it's depth to it.
Yeah, go ahead, Brian. Go ahead. Yeah.
It just makes things just needlessly pointless. It's like, why the hell do I have stats? The stats don't really do anything exciting. I mean, luck. What does a luck stat do in God of War? It increases the amount of coins you get, and that's it.
Stupid.
It's like it is useless. It is absolutely useless. It's like half the stats are just dumb and make no sense.
Stop. It's not like Demon's Souls where you literally have that. You could max out your luck stat and it does insane amounts of, it affects your damage too.
Yeah, they just stop doing that. Other things that I hate is RPG games where you can increase your stat and then the stat gives you like 5% more damage or 5% more resistance to this thing. It's like, it's so little, I don't care. It's like, oh, I'm 5% more resistant to fire. Okay, how many people do I fight have fire stuff? Like two? What's the point? Stop doing that. Make upgrades be useful rather than just like, hey, 5% more damage, 5% more this. You know, stop doing that. Make like 20% or like 50%. You know, go crazy, you know.
Yeah, I sometimes wish it was 5%. Some of these games are like 2% damage. I'm like, what? Who cares? Yeah,
it's so small, it makes no difference. It's like, come on. Like, make like a big number.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed. Exactly, Brent. You already know about that in Valhalla. 2% damage. I'm like, okay, cool. What the fuck? Anyway, Brett, go on, man. What's up?
Companion quests.
Oh, yeah, those are annoying.
There's nothing I hate more than that, especially when they can die. Just fuck you.
Yeah, escort missions on top of that. You know, it's like, oof.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck that shit. Carlos, which one did you have?
I'm going to agree with Adam. Weapon fragility.
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised, though. Adam's worst mechanic is in dinosaurs.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I agree. Weapon fragility, it's, yeah. I was supposed to love Breath of the Wild, and it's a great game. I just couldn't fucking stand that fucking weapon fragility system, man.
Yo, it's that funny like, about Breath of the Wild for me. It has two strikes, weapon fragility and fucking crafting. You know, it's like, oh, come on, son. What is this shit?
Yeah, it's, I mean, like, for example, there's always something that the franchise integrates new, like every time you play as a new Zelda game, and they added a good one and they added a bad one. Like they added the whole climbing mechanics, which you can climb anything.
Yeah, those were good.
That was really good. But they added the weapon fragility stuff. And it's like, man, why? All you have to do is not put that and that game would be playable for me.
Yeah. What a disappointing game. Man.
One more, and I don't even know what it's called because I just noticed it in a few games, like The Last of Us 2 did this, where you're upgrading your skills, but you notice that there's some tiers that are still locked, and you won't be able to unlock those until you beat the game, and then you have to replay it again under the plus.
Oh, yeah. Mode. Oh, that's new game. Yeah, yeah, I agree. Yeah,
it's forcing you to do that.
Yeah, Spider-Man Miles Morales does that bullshit. I'm sorry. Don't like that. I want to be able to. I'm the man who does the one and done thing. I don't want to play it after that.
Like, don't, because here it is. When I was playing, I'm like, I'm going to go. I'm going to unlock all the tiers. I'm like, shit. I'm like, at the end of the game, I'm missing a whole tier of items. I was like, oh, you got to play under the plus, and then you go. I don't got time for this shit.
No, it's a stupid ploy to get people to extend gameplay. Don't put something on an upgrade menu that you're just gonna essentially you're just gonna get tossed out, you know, in the replay.
Yeah.
Let me enjoy that shit when I have it. I don't, if I want to play New Game Plus, add something new story, you know, story wise or something like that, or maybe some different shit like that. Don't lock a progression. And then literally on the menu say, oh, you have to play New Game Plus to get it. Fuck you. Come on, man.
Oh, man. All right. Let's move on, man. Next up. This one is a bonus question for Mr. Mob Hits. I wish Chris was here for this one, man. All right. What are the best and worst Resident Evil games? Just for the sake of it, so we don't go crazy, let's just stick to the main core franchise.
I was gonna say the stupid first person shooter one, but
yeah, okay. No, let's just stick to the main ones. So 1 through 7, basically.
I think this is gonna be almost unanimous.
For the worst one is 6. You know,
yeah, 6 is the worst,
and 4 is the best. We're done.
4 is the best, yeah.
We're done.
Oh, we're only doing the best and worst, or are we doing the all in between?
We could do more, but, you know, that, let's just let you know that's what we get. You
know, which one was it where you're in, like, an African village? And
5. That's 5.
I didn't like that one.
5.
That one.
5 was decent. It was, I mean, I liked that it was co-op.
Yeah, the co-op.
That was co-op, I like.
You know what? Let's do top 3. Yeah, no, we don't have to do that. Fuck, I don't want to go too deep into it. All right, best Resident Evil 4, worst Resident Evil 6. There.
Yeah, I mean the top tier is Resident Evil 1, 2, fucking 4, yeah. And like the lower tier is
six and five. Yeah, 6 and 5. Yeah, I like 5, but yeah, 6 and 5 and 3, 2. Three is
yeah, it's in between.
Yeah, 7 is dope though. But yeah, it's 7 all is seven like is its dope. Own kind of thing in a way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And by the way, 8, man. Did you? Oh, yeah. We talked about demo. Give me that shit, boy.
That shit. 10-foot lady.
Person?
Yeah.
Yeah, that big lady's gonna stomp on me, man. I don't know how I feel about that. I'm sorry, I'm not into tall women, so it's like I don't see the attraction. You know.
Well, every woman is tall compared to you, but
yeah, still, you know. Like basically over 5'5", I'm good. You know.
Yeah, oh, man. I think I have really good vibes about this game.
Yeah, no, it's gonna be fantastic, man. I can't wait. It's just like that demo alone was so fucking good. You know,
you talked about pre-ordering. You gonna do it, Carlos?
I don't pre-order games anymore.
Yeah, who does that? Who pre-orders games?
He said he had good vibes. That means you got that belief that it's gonna be quality.
Oh no, I got a good feeling. I have faith. But I'm not stupid. I'm not going to fall into the curse.
You know?
You're not falling for that rope-a-dope.
Not going to fall for the rope-a-dope. Yeah, not anymore. Be. Not ever since Cyberpunk, man.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, did you pre-order that thing?
Yeah, I did.
Oh they shit. Got you, Carlos.
Because you know why? You know why?
Why?
CD Projekt right here.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
Actually, I don't even know if any of you guys know this. I don't think I mentioned this. Cyberpunk was my most anticipated game of last year.
Wow.
Since the beginning. Damn. Out of anything that came out.
My condolences then, man.
And I still haven't gotten my refund for the PS4 version.
Damn.
Yo, man,
Ryan, beep up man, a roof. What happened, man?
Do they give you refunds or do they just pull it in your PSN wallet?
I have no clue what the hell they're
because
doing.
Because before when I've had a few refunds, they just put it in my wallet. So it's like a refund, but an internal refund. It's like at the arcade. We'll give you tokens, you know, to keep playing. We're not going to give you money back. So I wonder if they're doing that type of refund.
Who knows? All right. Let's move on to the last question of the night. Mr. Black Metal. Yeah, Mr. Black Metal Gamer. All right. What year do you think we will see all third party be the new generation only, so no more cross-gen games? I say 2023 is when we're going to start. So, this year it's going to be all cross-gen. Next year, we're going to see majority next-gen, and then 2003 just full-on next-gen.
Yeah, I think that they're going to keep it going because especially the way the consoles are not most people don't have them. A lot of people don't have the new consoles.
Yeah.
So, you know, with all the stupid scalping shit and low amounts, we kind of knew this was going to happen. So yeah, I definitely think they know they're going to head to they're going to do it. So they're going to make as many of those games work, you know, just exclusively, you know, work, you know, on the previous Hitman. That's on 4 too, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Man, I like the way Manny said that. It sounded like Hitman.
Hitman. That's on 4?
Hitman.
Hitman.
Once they start seeing that install base catch up to where last gen was, that's when they'll say, all right, we can pull this off.
That's when they'll pull the card. This could never be achieved on the last generation.
This is impossible. Look, Jimmy in the back tried it. He's like the number one programmer we have, and he couldn't do it.
He couldn't do it. Even Capcom was like, no, I don't. We can't get this shit to work. It's blah, 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 blah. And then now they're like, nah, it's coming up for the other one.
Yeah. Hey, man. Jimmy figured it out, man.
Nothing tops.
As you know, not Jimmy tops. Fucking Akira figured it out, you know?
Nothing tops. When with Xbox One launched and they kept saying they couldn't do backward compatible the games on from the 360 on that one. Oh, it can't have. Major Nelson did fucking his podcast. Every episode he would always say, can't do it. We can't do it. And then a few months later, we did it.
Yeah, no, I'm going to take it a step further. I remember when they said, oh, Kinect is important. It's an integral part. We can't remove it. And then they fucking removed it 6 months later. You know? So, yeah, get out of here with that shit. They lie like Jim Ryan, man. You know?
You lie!
So does everybody pretty much agree with that 2023?
Yeah, 23. Oh, yeah. I wonder if that's when I'm going to buy the new consoles.
Yeah, probably, you know?
I mean, they still got some games.
I mean, I wouldn't say all of them, but the overwhelming majority, yeah, 2023.
The big ones, they're going to definitely do it.
Yeah, I'm pretty much basing this off of what happened last gen. 2015 was the first year where we started seeing some, like, only next gen games, you know, Witcher 3, Batman. The only holdout, at least as far as the AAAs go, the only holdout was Metal Gear Solid 5. But then 2016, that was it. Nothing. No more cross gen anymore. I think there probably some like Buck Hunter Extreme or some bullshit probably were cross gen, you know, one of those hick games. But other than that, or Truck Hunter Simulator or whatever.
You know, Truck Hunter.
I don't know. You hunt trucks, you know, or whatever, you know. Those fucking hick games and shit. Like, I'm pretty sure they sold, but like, there you go. But generally speaking, you saw nothing but next gen games back then, 2016. So 2023 for this one. That's a long time, man. I want to know when we're finally going to get Unreal Engine 5 games, you know?
Wonder.
I just want to get rid of
We'll see about that. It's crazy. All right, people. We're pretty much done here, man. So does anybody need to plug anything?
Nope.
Yo, Carlos, what you plug in, man?
So, wait, Adam, is it this next month or like in a couple of days?
It's still February. I'll find a date, but yeah, well, Walking Dead returns. Walking Dead proper returns in February. So go ahead and sub up for the I Am Negan podcast. That's our Walking Dead podcast. And Carlos is on in. Richard Bailey Jr., also from the Coalition.
Yeah,
and we cover all Walking Dead shows, but yeah, Walking Dead proper is coming back. 6 episodes, continuation of season 10. I'm losing track now already because season 11 Pearl. Is our last one. Yeah, so it'd be good.
Aren't they gonna have a
Carl, he's gone. He's yeah, gone.
Aren't they gonna have a Carol and Daryl show? Carol and Daryl.
There's Carol. Well, that's the thing. There's Carol and Daryl, and then there's like Pearl Tales of the Walking Dead. So there's two, but we right now, I don't think it's going to be called Carol and Daryl. But yeah, it's supposed to be some kind of something going on with them. And I don't know. This 6-episode extension is supposedly more story-based as opposed to action-based. And it's supposed to tie up a lot of loose ends on different things to have a nice carryover into the next season, which will be its final season. So we'll see. We'll see. You know, but there's two more spinoffs besides The World Beyond that's has one more season and then that's done. And then, of course, Fear the Walking Dead should also be coming back in mid-February. And that's been doing great. Love it. And that got renewed for another season, for season 7. So go ahead, keep watching.
Fear.
I like that.
Fear. All right, man. Yeah. That's going to do it for us people. So make sure to follow us on Twitch and Twitter and subscribe to us on YouTube and join our Discord. You can follow us on any podcast app by searching for Throwdown Show, and you can visit throwdownshow.com to listen to past episodes. Links to everything are located in the description below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco. Tonight, I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you later, guys.
Carlos Romero.
All right, this is going to be a long one.
Oh, you think darkness is your ally? You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it, molded by it. I did not see the light until I was already a man. By then, it was not my blind.
Oh, man. Adam Vail.
Hey, everybody.
Brett Murdoch.
I'm not sure I'm supposed to follow that.
And Brian Majoma.
Go by Doom 2016. It's well worth it.
Yes, indeed. All right, people. We'll see you on Thursday. Later.
Later.